been not so long from we've been together in a fellowship, and the notebook I had with all the songs in it is at home. I've got a new notebook. I was telling confirmatory there what we know. So we're just going to stick the red book tonight, the projectors, not working this evening. We go to 314. So pass me not, O gentle Saviour. Hear my humble cry. Why, while on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Pass me not.
Me.
246 in the Red Book. Revive thy work, O Lord. And just bear with us and we get the timing right. You know, it shows you when you're out of practice. It's been far too long from of all that singing. And but we're, you know, practice makes perfect. So revive thy work, O Lord, thy mighty arm make bear. Speak with the voice that wakes the dead and make thy people hear. Now, you turn that back.
Revive thy bird.
This evening, and we have a prayer request this evening for Karen McKistry. Her sister Ruth sent it through on the WhatsApp there. Karen has fell at some stage a day or 2 days ago and hurt her head, banged her head, and she's suffering from dizziness and sickness. So we'll keep her in prayer tonight, and we'll keep just in your own prayer and our prayer time. We'll keep her in prayer. Not only that, but you know, the most important thing, soul salvation.
Amen.
And you know what would be the best thing for her? To see her here in these services.
Yeah.
And in the family of God. And that's our prayer tonight for our whole families. And you know what we've really been missing? The prayer meetings. It's good to get here together again. And believe God will hear and answer prayer. Maybe we'll close our eyes and bow our heads. And we'll open my word of prayer. Our Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that we're able to meet in this place, in and through your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, it's been so long from we've been able to come and meet together in an intimate way, Lord Jesus Christ, where we can bow our heads, close our eyes, and think upon you, and have a time of worship and a time of praise to bless your holy name. And Lord, before we go any farther, Lord, we want to consecrate this building to you now. We want to consecrate these meetings to you.
Yes, Jesus.
We want to pray that your spirit would be
Holy
happy,
Ghost,
that Holy Ghost would be happy to come and be one of
yes,
our number.
Jesus.
And Lord, where you're
Jesus,
one of our number,
Jesus.
Lord, you bring the blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, your word says where two or three are gathered in your name, that you're in the midst and not the blessed. Lord, we welcome you, Holy Spirit, here this evening. We welcome you into this service. We pray that you'd help us to worship you. Praise your mighty name, for you alone are worthy of it. And Lord, so many things in this world that take up our time, but Lord, we want to give this time to you right now. A time to praise your mighty name and worship you. A time to, Lord, to exalt you above all, above whatever's in the world. It's all yours anyway, Lord Jesus Christ. You're the maker of the heavens and the earth. And Lord, we know that you hear and answer prayer. We have prayers in our hearts, sight, request, Lord, that only you know about, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, you need we know that you need nothing of us, Lord Jesus Christ, but we need all from you.
Amen.
We pray, Lord, it's been requested here this evening for Karen McKinstry.
Yes.
We pray right now that you would touch her and heal her. Yes. And we know that your word says that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, you have healed. If you ever healed before, you're willing to do it again. We believe that you will touch her and heal her now. Take the dizziness from her.
Amen.
Take the sickness from her.
Jesus.
But Lord, above all, save her and bring her in, Lord Jesus Christ, to the family of God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I pray for our children, her child also, that her daughter, Lord, that you would save her also. We plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ over that family, over the entire family circle, Lord Jesus Christ, tonight. For every request here, no matter what it be, Lord, we pray that you answered now. Lord, for those, Lord, that maybe made a decision, and we think they went the wrong way, Lord, you know the end from the beginning.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we put it in your hands right now, Lord
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ. We pray that people won't go from here, but people will come to here. We're sinning through your precious name, we pray. I pray, Lord, just now that you help us with the remainder of this service. Pray for our pastor that you bless him. Touch his lip with that hot coal from off the altar.
Amen.
For anybody that's still on their way, grant them probably mercies, Lord Jesus Christ. But Lord, help us to worship you. Help us to make a joyful noise unto you now.
Amen.
We're sinning through your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, I ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I know it was asking Terry what I knew there, but you know what? Is there anybody that has one that on a sing that would have a go at that we haven't sang in months?
When it's
wounded on. When it's wounded on. Have we got it? You know what it is. If anybody finds it in the book, just shout out. But she started there, Tommy, and then Terry, if you can join in.
When his word of hand touched mine, when his word of hand touched mine, Jesus set me free.
Tommy comes out of the red book, and I don't know where Terry, if you can join in. If not, we'll just sing all the louder. Maybe we could stand our feet. And we'll sing 142. One day when heaven was filled with his praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt amongst men, an example as he.
Amen.
And you know, verse 2 says, one day they led him up Calvary's mountain. Aren't you glad for that this evening?
Amen.
One day they nailed him to die on the tree, suffering anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. There's the gospel there this evening.
Amen.
That's one day when heaven was filled with his praises,
one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt amongst men, my example is he, living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified, freely forever, one day he's coming, oh glorious day, one day they laid him up Calvary's mountain, one day they nailed him to die on the tree, suffering anguish, despised and rejected, bearing my sins, my Redeemer is he. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. One day they left him alone. From suffering free, angels come down o'er his tomb to keep vigil. Hope of the hopeless, my Savior is he. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified. Freely forever, one day he's coming, oh glorious day.
Verse 4, listen to this. One day the grave could conceal him no longer.
Amen.
Death had no power over him.
Amen.
It said he had the power to lay down his life. No man had the power to take it from him.
Amen.
But you know what? The grave couldn't conceal him no longer. One day the stone was rolled away.
Amen.
Then he arose over death he had conquered. Now is ascended my Lord evermore.
Amen.
Amen. One day the grave could conceal him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door. Then he arose over death he had conquered. Now is ascended my Lord evermore. Living he loved me. Dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified, freely forever, one day he's coming, oh glorious day, one day the trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glory will shine. Wonderful day my beloved one's bringing. Glorious Savior, this Jesus is mine. Living he loved me. Dying he saved me. Buried he carried my sins far away. He justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. Amen, brother Tommy.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one and appreciate each one that's came out tonight. And you know, our brother Gary had to work late this evening, so he couldn't make it tonight. And maybe some still afraid of COVID. I don't know, but that's in the Lord's hand. There's nothing I can do about that. You know what? I want to share tonight. I just want to share from my heart. I wasn't even going to bring any notepad or anything. I want to share, and I know at this time that seems ridiculous, seems out there. But I'm just thinking of the words that we sung the night is coming up here. They're overcomers in the Bible. Noah overcame inside the ark. Overcomers never look backwards.
Amen.
Never take the long way around. God wants us to go forward.
Amen.
God wants us to go on with the things of God. He doesn't want us to go back. And you know, a lot of pastors have told me from the lockdown now, a lot of churches has went back. A lot of people's missing. They haven't come back to church. And I tell you, we need to be praying for God to move. And I want to talk about this a little bit tonight. I want to read in Deuteronomy chapter 11. And I want to talk about the former and the latter rain. And Brother Jordy said a tremendous thing on Sunday night. And I was thinking today, we believe in apostolic. We believe in the four square gospel. We believe in true baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. And on them just few truths alone, you're separated. You cannot fellowship with certain people and places.
Amen.
They'll never invite you. On them simple truths, you'll not be asked.
Amen.
Even on water baptism alone.
That's right.
And God has called us out. We're a separated people.
Amen.
Now God never brings you out to bring you back in.
Right.
He brings you out to lead you into something greater, something more. And a big number doesn't mean it's greater or more. That God doesn't work like that. Will, when the Lord comes, will he find faith in the earth? Many are called, few are chosen. Few are chosen. Let's read Deuteronomy 11, verse 13 down. Deuteronomy 11, verse 13 down. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I have commanded you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in its due season, the first rain and the latter rain. The first rain is a rain that ripens the crop that's just coming up, and the latter rain is the finishing rain. That when it is grown, it needs more rain, it finishes it. So the Lord might have anointed us years ago when we got started. But we need a further outpouring of the Holy Ghost today. I believe that with all my heart. Hallelujah. The first rain and the latter rain, and thou mayest gather thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Hallelujah. Verse 16, take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And you know, anything can be a god if you serve it more than the Lord. It is a god. And the Bible says that the Lord thy God will have no other gods before him. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated, praise God. The phrase former and latter rain occurs multiple times in the Bible. And the exact wording varies in different versions of the Bible. Deuteronomy 11:14, Jeremiah 5:24, Hosea 6:3, Joel 2:23, Zechariah 10:1, James 5:7. Are the only credible examples of these promises. I'm quoting these, but I only want to be short tonight. I don't want to go and read all of these in the Bible this evening. In Palestine, the early rains comes in the autumn, October, November, and the latter rain come in the spring, March, April. Every country's perhaps different, where their summer and their winter. But you have the former rain and you have the latter rain. In Jeremiah 5:24, God declares that he gives us rain. Let us now fear the Lord our God that giveth rain, both the former rain and the latter rain, in its season. Now you know, a lot of people think they've missed God's season and they've missed God's visitation. And when you travel different places and you meet people and you can sense that many people are discouraged or despondent, they feel they've missed the season. But the Lord showed me, I believe, from that scripture I preached on it before, the pool of Bethesda. That man did miss the season. He missed it. He missed the season as far as it went. An angel come down at a certain season to trouble the water. And it was only at that certain season when the angel troubled the water, if he could have got in, he'd been healed, but he had no one to put him in. He couldn't walk in himself. He had no one to put him in. But Jesus came down and delivered him anyhow.
Amen.
No matter about the season. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I believe God can do it, and people think I've missed it, but you can't never miss it with
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
And I used to hear people saying years ago, if you don't do what God's called you to do, he'll take, you know, you'll be finished sort of thing, and God will use somebody else. I do not believe that. If God has called you, specifically you, for a purpose, for a job, you're the one God's going to use for that.
Amen.
And look at Jonah, perfect example. He went the opposite way, but he still ended up doing what God wanted him to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the devil wants us to hoodwink us that we've missed it, or, you know, God will set you in a shelf sort of thing. But the Lord's a work for you. Whatever God originally said, he'll do it.
Amen.
Why? Because he says he watches over his word to perform it and to bring it to pass.
Right.
And if God says something in the word of God, he will perform it and he will bring it to pass. Many of us could say we've had the former rain, we've had the beginning. Many of us have been baptized with the Spirit of God. But I believe we need another outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And I have to say this evening, if you associate with people that don't believe in the power of God and they don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you're not going to have much of a chance of entering into it if they don't believe in it. You need to associate with like-minded believers. People that don't believe in healing. And you can read books of so many men, and they say good things, but they do not believe in an apostolic age.
Amen.
They look at it from a natural standpoint. When they talk about the revival, they leave out the tongues, the prophesying, the miracles, the supernatural, they leave them all out. But if you ever read history, church history, from a man of God or a woman of God that was Pentecostal by experience, they won't leave any of it out. They'll bring it in because they believe the Bible where it said, tell your children and your children's children the things the Lord has done. We are to remind our children and each generation coming in of the things that God has done. We are meant to be believing that God has sent the Spirit of Elijah to turn us. To turn our hearts back to the original apostolic faith.
Amen.
Now, if we believe that, God brings us out of organization into Christ the Word. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
I tell you, we want the full gospel. The full gospel. The book of Acts is the starting point. The book of Acts is the blueprint. The way the apostles operated in the book of Acts is the vision we have to have.
Amen.
If we're going to say we want to be like the first church, if we claim we're the bride of Christ, we need to be like the first church to be the bride of Christ.
Amen.
The bride of Christ will not be something different from what the first church was, but she'll be the same as the first church was.
Amen.
Spirit-filled, tongue-talking, Holy Ghost church. People are against tongues, but Jesus spoke in tongues. He spoke in tongues on the cross. He spoke in tongues over a maiden, Talitha Kum. He spoke in tongues. We should believe in tongues. John G. Lake said that tongues revolutionized his ministry. It revolutionized it. And the Bible says, him that prayeth in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. I tell you, we need edifying. Hallelujah. We definitely need edifying in the midst of everything that's going on. Fears on people. Fear. You take all the masks that's been worn and all the things that's been done, it hasn't stopped COVID. Then you listen to some doctors and they say that a mask will not stop COVID. It will go through a mask. It is the Lord we need. It is the Lord that we need Luke tell. Certainly we use wisdom. We do what we can. But ultimately Christ Jesus as our Savior, our Healer, our Baptizer in the Holy Ghost, and our coming King. There's other versions of the Bible speak of this former lot of rain and spring to reflect the meaning of the Hebrew word translated as former and latter. Let us fear the Lord our God who gives autumn and spring rains in season. So you have autumn rain, you have the spring rain. Surely you shall agree with me this evening that we spiritually need rain.
Amen.
Just like a country that's parched for lack of rain, God's people need rain.
Hallelujah.
And I believe there's only one remedy, one way to get it, and that's to seek God.
Amen.
To get serious with God. And to get down before God and pray. Look at our prayer meeting this evening. There could have been more, perhaps here, but they're not here. Why are they not here? I tell you, it doesn't take long when people get away from church and people say it's a habit, it's a good one. If you pray it's a habit, it's a good habit.
Amen.
It's good to do certain things. It's
Amen.
Good to read the Bible. It's good to pray even when you don't feel like praying, pray.
Amen.
It's good to do it. And you get away from it for too long. And I tell you, the next thing, people's not where they should be. And you know, they're so worried. The churches are so slow to open, but the gym's all opened. The pub's opened. And you can have your beer outside at the table at the pub.
Wiser than the children of light.
But I tell you, that's the hour we're living in.
Yes, sir. Amen.
And I'm not here to say I understand all what's happening. I don't. But I'm looking for the Lord.
Amen.
But while I'm looking for the Lord, I want to go forward for God.
Amen.
Forward with the things of God. Look at Hosea. Once again, it is clear that the passage is speaking of rain. That it's necessary for the crops to grow. We need rain. Hosea 6:3. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth as prepared as the morning. And he shall come unto us as the rain. As the latter rain and the former rain unto the earth. And we need the latter rain and the former rain. Hallelujah. We need the Holy Ghost coming upon us. The power of God coming on God's people. The anointing of God that will destroy every yoke. An educational program won't do it. It will take the power of God to do it.
Amen.
You know, I know by experience when you come in contact with a demon, with a devil, and there's people that have devils. I know a lot of people will try and tell us there's no devil today, but epilepsy is a real devil. And Jesus cast the spirit of epilepsy out. His disciples weren't able to cast it out. And you know, during the lockdown, when we had the lockdown at the start, and I started to speak in the office up in the roof space. And I remember one evening, and Brother Matthew was there, and Andrews was there, and they were back in the room. And when I took that text for the disciples couldn't cast out that devil, and I showed what Jesus casted out, the light came in the very room. And it was caught on the camera and it's caught on the screen. And people that don't even come to our church, one man photographed it and sent it to me. And he doesn't even come to our meetings. And I tell you, men will feel. I believe God's showing. Men will feel, but Jesus Christ will not fail.
Amen.
You can build your hopes up on some man, but he'll fail you.
Every time.
I don't care how good he is, but Jesus Christ will never fail you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the Lord that you need to go to.
Glory.
You know, let me tell you, you know, Jack Coe, I'm say a fan. Why not? People's fans of footballers and all these worldly people. But Jack Coe was my hero. And I'm talking about the original Jack Coe. I never met him. I met his son. But I loved Jack Coe's preaching, his style, everything about him. I just loved it. And I had the privilege of getting a lot of tapes that Brother Connor gave me of Jack Coe preaching. Then I had the privilege to meet his son. And I asked him so many questions about his dad. But Jack Coe was having a healing service. And during his healing service, a woman came. And Coe prayed for her, nothing happened. And he heard her saying to their friend, that's them all now, I've tried them all.
I've tried Branham, Hicks, Tommy Osborne, Oral Roberts, and now I've even tried Jack Cole, and they've all failed. And Jack Cole said, you're a child of the devil. And she says, what do you mean, I'm a Christian? And she says, I'm Pentecost. He says, no, you're Plenty-crossed. That's what he said to her. And she says, what do you mean? He says, you've run after man. You've run after all these men. There might be men of God, but we're not called to run after any man. We are called to follow Jesus, singular.
Amen.
And he said to her, why don't you repent and ask God to forgive you? And why don't you come again and try Jesus? And she prayed there and then and asked the Lord to forgive her that she'd follow man. And he prayed for her again. She came to Jesus and she's instantly healed.
Amen.
Healed straight away because she came to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't care how good some personage is. He'll fail. He's the same as you and the same as me. He's dust from the earth. The Bible says Jacob was but a worm. But Jesus Christ is more than a man.
Hallelujah.
He's God, the very God, manifested in flesh. He's at Sinai, verse 6. All things were made by him and for him. And without him was not anything made that's made. He is the beginning of the creation of God. It is Jesus Christ that we're following. And if he can't do it, no man will do it.
That's great.
Hallelujah. You know, when they told those disciples not to preach no more in that name, they said, oh no, whether it please men or not, we're going to continue to preach in that name.
Amen.
That's above every name. Hallelujah. Zechariah 10:1 says, ask of the Lord rain. Hallelujah. In the time of the latter rain, so the Lord shall make bright clouds.
Hallelujah.
And give them showers of rain to every one grass in the field. You know, if you've heard that wee man, Faith Like Potatoes, you know, the wee man from
Angus Buckham.
And you heard where he went away on holiday, his son said, Dad, you need to go on a break. And the plants were almost dead. They hadn't seen rain. And his son prayed for rain.
Amen.
Did the young fella, a nobody. Wasn't a preacher or somebody big like that. Just a young fella.
Amen.
Went out in the fields and he prayed for rain. And God gave him rain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
On the natural crop. And how, if God can give rain on a natural crop when a man prays, how much more can he send the Holy Ghost
Amen.
On hungry
Amen.
Hearts? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe he can do it.
Amen.
Ask ye rain. In the time of the latter rain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What he's saying is, I'll give you a real outpouring.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Press down and running over the top. That's what our God's able to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. James 5, verse 78. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and of long patience for it. Until he received the early and the latter rain. Now, understand this. This rain is the rain that brings the seed out of the ground. So when the seed's planted, it needs rain to burst it. To bring it out, to birth it. It takes the rain. And there has to be the Holy Ghost for someone really to be born again. Raising your hands, wonderful. But if that's not really real, there has to be the birth, the born-again experience. Then that latter rain matures you. It ripens you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit's the seal of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ephesians tells us, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be ye patient for it until he receives you early. And latter rain, be ye also patient. Establish your hearts for the coming of the Lord. Establish your hearts. You know, Jack Cole went and told his pastor before he was evangelist, really, and he told his pastor, I want to have a healing service. And the pastor said, I don't think so. And he said, I want to have one. God's told me. And he said, what if nobody shows up? And he said, what if somebody does show up? And he said, what if nobody gets healed? And he said, but what if somebody does get healed?
Glory.
Jack Cole said, in that first healing service, they came, the toothaches, headaches, backaches, and they lined up and he says they kept coming in the line. And some that could pray for come back again. And he prayed for hundreds of people and they kept coming. But he noticed one woman was blind. And he kept putting her to the back of the line. And he was praying to God all the time. Everybody he was praying for was really for that one woman. And when she got up near him, he said, God, what am I going to do? And the Lord spoke to him and said, what made you ever think, Jacko, you could heal the blind person? And he says, I can't, Lord. And he says, no, let me do it then. And when he laid his hands on her, God healed her and opened her eyes, and she saw. That's the type of meetings we need. God could fill this hall with one miracle. Do you realize if God done a mighty miracle, he could fill this place. One miracle speaks louder than 1,000 words. One old preacher said, and I believe it's true. The early church signs and wonders followed them. But we have so much preaching today, and people are even afraid to pray for people. How many prayer lines do you call? How many healing services do we hear of today? We don't hear of it. And with all these rules, you can't do it. You don't need to touch somebody. You remember T.L. Osborne, one of the greatest ministries out of them all. And T.L. Osborne could take the Bible. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me one day as driving. And I was thinking about T.L. Osborne. And T.L. Osborne could take the scriptures and tie the devil in a knot with the Bible. And William Branham said to him, don't even seek for some divine healing gift. Just preach a simple gospel. And God will confirm his word. But T.L. Osborne preached the full gospel, salvation, healing, the Holy Ghost, the whole thing. And then he would do a mass prayer, just a mass prayer. He never even touched nobody. He would do a mass prayer, and the blinded eyes would open, the deaf ears would unstop. Reinhard Bonnke did the same thing. In Reinhard Bonnke's crusades, he didn't always line people up. He would do a mass prayer, and people would be healed instantly by the power of God. Our God's able to do it. COVID can't stop God. God's bigger than COVID. Surely we believe that, that God's bigger than COVID.
That's right.
Praise God. I'm going to come to a close. I just want to share just a few thoughts tonight. And on Sunday morning, I want us to come and do communion. And we vows and stuff, so you won't have to share a glass or anything. And we'll do a communion. And then the weeks after that, the Sunday morning, I'm going to get the different brothers again to preach and share the word of God. Just the way we're doing it. I want to continue on. The elders and the Brother Ian and Samuel and all these different brothers to bring God's word. But this Sunday we're going to have communion. I want us to come in here and be free and worship God and let the Spirit of God get on us. Let the Holy Ghost go through us and move over us. Hallelujah. Who doesn't want that? Amen. I tell you, we need to go forward with the things of God. Pray for the Holy Spirit. Pray for the baptism. That God would fill us. And then tomorrow, ask them to fill you again.
Amen.
Every day we need filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's come and let's seek the Lord tonight. And the Lord bless each one that's came this evening. Father, we just bow before you tonight. Lord, we know that your arm is not shortened. We know your ear is not heavy, Lord. But you can reach down and see from the guttermost to the uttermost. Lord, you hear our every cry. Lord, we know that Jesus even said, Father, I thank thee that thou hearest me always. Lord, we're approaching you tonight reverently and humbly in the name that thou hast set far above every single other name. Lord, there's no name above your name, for your name
Amen.
Is as ointment poured forth. You are our high priest who's touched
Hallelujah.
By the very feeling of our infirmities. And Father, we're coming before you this evening in the name of Jesus Christ. We're asking you for an outpouring. We're asking you for visitation and dry ground. Oh God, will you fill us everyone again? Lord, will you move amongst us by the power of the Holy Ghost? Lord, will you come and confirm your word? Only you can do it. No man can do it. Man would fail, Lord, but you can never fail.
Hallelujah.
Your words are yea and amen.
Amen.
Line upon line, peace. preach that upon preach that. Here a little, there a little. So is the word of the Lord. Lord, this evening, touch every brother, touch every sister, touch every boy, touch every girl. Save her children, save her sons, save her daughters, save her grandsons or granddaughters. Oh God, begin to move in homes in this fellowship. Move in the wife, move in the husband, move in the son, move in the daughter. We plead the merits of the blood of Jesus Christ over this house, over everyone in it, over our loved ones. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we pray you'll move in this land, move in this area. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it.
Amen.
Oh, Father, this evening, how we need your Spirit. We need you to fill us. We need you to move us. Stir up the gifts within us, oh God.
Amen.
Move upon us afresh, Lord, with a fresh anointing, with a fresh unction.
Amen.
Pour your oil upon us, Lord. Let it run down Aaron's beard. May it come upon your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah.
Loose your anointed, Lord.
Amen.
And bring the anointing of God in, we pray. In Jesus' precious name. Father, touch those that's in fear tonight. Lift the spirit of fear. Break the spirit of fear. Break the spirit of temptation. Break the spirit of bondage. And bring freedom and liberty amongst us. That we'll worship you in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, we pray for the missionaries tonight over in Afghanistan. Lord, we're asking you for mercy. We're asking you for grace. Spare them, we pray. Preserve them, we pray. In Jesus' precious name. Father, for the services that lay ahead, we ask for your leadership. We ask for your guidance. You said, Lord, if you build a, except you build a house, they that labor in vain. But you said, if this works of God, don't fight against it. And Lord, we're looking to you this evening, that you'll lead us and guide us. Lord, we thank you that you can prepare a table in the wilderness, in the presence of our enemies, oh God. You're able to do it. Lord, we would have died and withered up, but you saved us. You delivered us and you set us free. And we've come here tonight to say we love you, Lord, because you first loved us and gave yourself for us. Father, help us to pray. Bless every brother in this house. Bless every sister. We thank you for those that's here this evening. We pray your blessing on them. For any that need a touch in this room, touch them. Minister unto them. Lord, we think of our sister Jen, Lord, Jackie's wife. We pray you'll touch her and heal her and bless her and strengthen her this evening. We ask for others that need your touch, Lord, that you bless them and strengthen them and heal them. We pray for Karen. Deliver that young woman.
Amen.
Set her free. Break the spirit of bondage over her life, oh God. Come upon her, Lord. Be your spirit, your anointing. Speak a word into her innermost being and deliver her. By your power, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, bless all that's not here this evening. The other brothers and sisters that couldn't make it, bless them, encourage them, and strengthen them. And oh God, we'll commit it all to you and ourselves to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's just continue to pray. And whoever feels led, just pray.